I'm Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered. There's a new podcast from NPR called Invisibilia, and it debuts January 9th. Invisibilia looks at the invisible forces that shape human behavior, like how do other people's expectations physically change your brain, and the impulse to put things into categories, or the meaning of dark thoughts. You can subscribe to Invisibilia now on iTunes. Happy New Year, Bob Boylan.
Oh, my gosh. Happy New Year to you. I never thought we'd get here.
No. It's a new year. We've got a new mix. But wasn't easy getting back into the studio.
I know. I don't know who heard our journey to space for the holidays. We were abducted.
Yep, abducted. Put on a rocket, sent into outer space to investigate a sound coming from a comet.
And then no way to get back once we figured it all out.
Yeah. We got back in our spaceship. Started heading back to Earth, and feels like it was just yesterday when we entered a wormhole.
Oh, here we go again!
Oh, Bob, oh. Not again! We seem to have entered a wormhole!
We could wind up in the Stone Age!
What year could it possibly be?
We might not be born yet!
Welcome to All Songs Considered, a music show for your computer. I'm Bob Boylan, and I'm one of the directors of NPR's All Things Considered.
Bob, do you know what this is? This is the very first All Songs Considered we ever did. We're back in the year 2000.
Oh my God, I sounded like that.
I know, I'm so sorry.
Quick, let's get out of here.
Definitely left me breathless. This is definitely 2015.
We're back, but we're back.
Yep, we're definitely back in 2015. And so here we are. We're back in the studio, starting a brand new year.
And grateful for 15 years of shows.
15 years. This is our 15th birthday.
I wonder how many shows we've done.
You know, I haven't a clue, but every week this year on Thursdays, we're going to look back at the past 15 years of All Songs Considered.
Sure, we might pick like a Radiohead concert in Santa Barbara or
right,
you
right.
name it, right?
Highlights from the past 15 years. And we'll start this week off with the very first episode of All Songs Considered. You were just so bright-eyed and innocent when you said, "It's a music show for your computer." I love that. 15 years.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, that's 15 years I'll never get back.
Onward. What do you got this year?
Well, you know, let's kick the show off with the Go Team. Right around the time this show, All Songs Considered, was starting in the year 2000, a band called the Go Team was forming in England. Their debut record, Thunder Lightning Strike, came out in 2004. Yeah. It was one of the first sort of... great unknown bands that we championed on the show. Their music was this very cool mix of cheerleader chants and funk guitars and hip-hop beats, just this basically everything but the kitchen sink mashup of crazy catchy sounds. Last we heard from the Go Team was in 2011 when they put out a record called Rolling Blackouts, but now they're back! They are back with a new record they've just announced called The Scene Between, and we are premiering the title cut from the Go Team. The Scene Between.
We'll be right back.
I thought the tape effect that closes out that track was appropriate for how we were starting the show. That was the Go Team with the title track to their new record, The Scene Between. Frontman Ian Parton said that he really wanted to focus a lot on melodies with these songs. And I think the result is that this record is rooted more in pop music and pop structures than any of their previous records. He also said that he wanted to treat samples, which were the foundation for their early songs, the Go Team's early songs. He wanted to treat those samples more like instruments rather than the building blocks of the songs. But the record's no less catchy. The Go Team, The Scene Between, it comes out March 24th.
March 24th.
March
wow.
24th.
That's a long way away. I have one that's coming out sooner. I got the new Panda Bear
record's
coming out. The Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper, which comes out January 13th, so just a short week or so away. We premiered a cut on the All Songs 24/7 music channel. If you don't know, we have a 24/7 music channel that features tons of the songs from our 15 years of doing this show, and that's easy to find on
All Songs Always On. Steady stream of music.
Right.
Just go to our page, npr.org/allsongs, and you'll see a link there at the top of the page for the 24/7 stream.
We premiered that song on the stream, The Wanderer. I'm going to play a different song. That was very, very quiet and beautiful. This one is, it's called Acid Wash. I don't need to say anything more.
Across the
He may have gone through the same time warp and wormhole that we did.
I was just thinking the same thing, and once again thinking that, you know, everyone thinks we planned this out, but there's very little planning involved with this show. You may have noticed. And this both that cut and the Go Team cut kind of began and ended with appropriate sound effects, I thought.
Well, now it's your turn. Oh, by the way. So anyway, that was Panda Bear. Panda Bear Meets the Grim Reaper is the name of the new record that comes out January 13th. And this Sunday, on the 11th of two few days before the record comes out, 11th of January, Panda Bear is going to be in Queens, New York, my former hometown. And he'll be at MoMA, PS1, doing a live webcast at 4:30 in the afternoon.
On a Sunday.
But, you know, it's going global, so that'll work in England at a time, and it works here. So go to, I assume, Panda Bear's website's best place to go and take a peek for that, a live webcast of the new record. So, very cool.
Well, as we look back on the past 15 years of All Songs Considered, I'm reminded of one of the features we used to do called Second Stage. Second Stage was, it actually started off as open mic, and then it became Second Stage.
The naiveness of, I'll say me, which was, why don't we put up like five songs that no one's ever heard by artists they've never heard of, and then people could vote on their favorite ones. Of course, I hadn't thought about vote stuffing.
Yeah, ballot stuffing.
I thought people would just be honest, so anyway, we killed the voting.
But anyway, but we featured a lot of, you know, great artists on there who went on to do great things, like Sufjan Stevens and Regina Spektor. And one of the artists that I featured on Second Stage before the series ended in 2012 was a band called The Amazing, a group from Sweden called The Amazing. That was in 2009. They had just released their debut record. They've since been on World Cafe, and they're back now with their third full-length record. It's called Picture You, and we are premiering a cut called The Headless Boy.
A headless boy, make their own for feelings he had. James did all the time, and I loved those nights, and we were kids. Time me to see all the choices already made. And dreams made us love. I was 19 and maybe more. Still I go back sometimes. Hope notes all you had. Tomorrow's selves and those summer days. I guess all of us did. And those are dreams that never came back. All went away. All the friends you never see again. I go to that place. We were lovers and maybe more. Still I go back sometimes. Maybe
You know, D.C. is covered in a blanket of snow right now, and this felt like an appropriate song for it. The Amazing is the band, and that was the Headless Boy. Your sound shifts a lot on this record, but that cut, didn't it sound like something from maybe a Nick Drake record?
It did. It made me think of some of the classic folk music from the late 60s and early 70s, which has been on my mind, by the way, because the next song I'm going to play fits right there.
Well, that's interesting because I'm going to play Jessica Pratt later on, and her music fits into that category too, I think. But anyway, The Amazing, the whole record has this wonderful, dreamy, beautiful vibe, perfect for days like today. Picture You is the record, and it comes out February 17th.
I'm going to play a cut by a fellow named Chadwick Stokes. He's got a record out coming out called The Horse Comanche. And what attracts me to this, he's been in other bands called State Radio from Boston. I'm not familiar with him.
No, I don't know this.
But this song really captured me in that as I was driving into work today. Inching along, taking an hour. It made me think of what I loved about some of the great music of the 60s and the 70s, which were songs within songs within songs.
Yeah.
You're better at music theory than I. There's something happens at the top of this thing that's so classic-y Beatle chord progression. You can tell me exactly what it is. It could be that diminished.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's listen to this wonderful song from Chadwick Stokes called Horse Comanche from the album The Horse Comanche.
Just enough to shovel away. 'Cause we are on the great adventure of our lives, but we hardly know it. Maybe 'cause of the speed we ride, and all that we learned, we must have learned from long. Just enough to shower away. 'Cause we are on the horse Comanche, faster than rain. We ride like we are Eleanor of Aquitaine. We are late to supper with the king who wants our name. Thank you. Cause he don't love you, he don't love you like I do. How could he?
I think we're both smiling.
Well, it's like, where do you begin? If all the similarities to the Beatles, you could even start off by saying, well, you got a little bit of a Hey Jude jam there.
Absolutely.
At the end, right? I think what you're thinking of with the music, I could be wrong about this, and if I am, someone I think it's descending fifths, uh-huh. which was a classic Beatles progression. Also, they also are Chadwick Stokes in this case. He also did a lot of melodies and that rose and fell in half steps. Mixing the minor and major chords. Songs within songs. There were a lot of songs within songs there, a lot of unexpected directions and change-ups. Yeah. Very nice. I want to say this is my new favorite artist.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah. Sam Beam, Iron and Wine, produced this.
Oh, nice.
Along with Noah Jorgensen, who's worked with Devendra Banhart, who's worked with Joanna Newsom, a fellow named Brian Deck, who's worked with Joss Ritter. If I'd heard this, and the sound quality wasn't quite as extraordinary as it was, mm-hmm. and you told me it came out about 6 months after Abbey Road, I might have believed you.
Yeah.
I know you hear that.
Yeah.
And I like what he's up to a lot.
Yeah, I love that. What's
Chadwick Stokes.
What's the whole record, and when's it out?
Horse Comanche is the song. The Horse Comanche is the album, and February 3rd is the release date.
Well, I mentioned Jessica Pratt. She's a singer and songwriter whose music really recalls that time of the late 60s, early 70s, particularly Brit folk.
You think it's that time machine thing that
we
went through?
Yeah, I guess
we went
through a time warp in the wormhole. I'm not sure what I expected when I first put her music on, but her voice just stopped me dead in my tracks. It is just so distinctive. It's got sort of the quirk and the lilt of Joanna Newsom, crossed with maybe like June.
When is she putting out a record? Hey, Joanna.
Now would be a good time.
Yeah, we're ready.
Yeah, 2015, let it be the year that Joanna Newsom returns. But Jessica Pratt, she's got a bit of Joanna Newsom's quirk, but also seems to channel some Brit folk legends like June Tabor or Vashti Bunyan. And she's just in her mid-20s, Jessica Pratt is. She has a new full-length record coming out this year called On Your Own Love Again, and I want to play the cut called Back Baby.
Sometimes I pray for the rain. You know I try to see things from your side, to leave things undefined. But where would you advise? Let it generate a new design for the missing piece I have to disguise. Saw a paper with the header that your love is just a myth that it asked. In things like that you can never take back again. Things like that you can never take back again. If there was a time loved me, if there was a town, when you said that you want me to believe. Your glass world that does rain, though at times a frozen thing, it encloses you in its crystalline. Looks so lovely, but you'll have to decide. If you could play it in reverse and you'd find that you'd better reconsider all the love you took and then cast aside. But things like that you could never take back.
I'm talking about with her voice there.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know, but it's not, I don't think it's too precious. You know, it's like a little quirky, but there's some warmth and wisdom to it that's really nice.
It really, her personality just pops.
Yeah. Yes,
and I like that. It doesn't try to conform somewhere.
Yeah, Jessica Pratt, the song was Back Baby from her new record, On Your Own Love Again. The whole record's just her and her guitar, and it's just lovely. I love how she curls her voice around some of the phrases. The record is out January 27th. She has a wonderful ear for melody, too.
I'm taking us out on a party. I mean, it took us whatever to get here.
I don't even know what year it is.
So, speaking of year, last year I saw a lot of shows. And
how many shows did you see last year, Bob?
Well, I count them by performance. So if I go to a show and there are three bands, I count it as three.
Well, yeah, sure, that counts. It's
yeah, okay.
Three different shows.
So I saw 667.
How is it even possible to see 667 shows?
I actually did.
I mean, that's obviously more, you know.
I mean, not all of them were complete.
A couple a day.
Yeah, I mean, some of them were, you know, three or four songs, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm doing a blog post that talks about my favorite ones, my favorite
Bob Boylan's 600 favorite shows of 2014.
Yeah, I'm going to leave out the last 17.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the bands I discovered going to all these live shows. Also talk about the ones I loved, which we, in our year-end wrap-up, talked about St. Vincent as mm-hmm. the absolute most amazing show. And then... I took photographs this year. I bought a camera.
You did. You got a very nice camera, and you've gotten a lot of nice photos.
Thank you. So I'm going to put up my favorite photos also. So
I'm thinking of the 17 bands that are going to be left off. I mean, how
do you
forgettable
decide?
Did those shows have to
be? I saw some clunkers. I'm going to
yeah,
say.
I'm sorry. You didn't make my top 600 shows from 2014.
Right. So, but one of the bands I discovered at Global Fest, which is a music festival that starts off usually my concert going in January, and it's coming up this Sunday, is a group called Red Barat. And they've got a new record coming out, Red Barat does, called Gadi of Truth. And I madly love this band live. And this this record and this song gives you a great idea of what they are to be in a room with them.
It's a big sprawling group with a big brass section.
And great percussion. Yeah. And it's just uplifting, universal music.
Yeah.
Oh, look, there's the crew from TED Radio. I love that show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite podcasts.
If only that were the one we were promoting this week.
There's a new podcast coming out, Invisibilia, which Elise Spiegel and Lulu Miller, two creative souls here at NPR, are starting. I'm kind of fascinated by what they're about
it's
to do.
It's a podcast that looks at the invisible forces that affect our lives, like the brain waves that I feel you're always sending to me from across the office, our impulses to put things into categories, our darkest thoughts.
Oh, you see that.
It's all out there.
It starts soon, right?
Yeah, January 9th. Cool. And you can subscribe to Invisibilia now on iTunes.
And we're on. We're out.
Yeah. Yeah. What could this new year possibly hold for us? I can't wait.
Yeah, new discoveries. Red Barat, Gadi of Truth, comes out January 20th, so shortly. And I'm going to play a song called Bhangra Pirate. Let's do it.
Bye, Bob.
Cheers. Happy New Year.
Pirates get in play, swimming in the sea through the bottomless waves.